Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing the broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you're hearing our live broadcast. We would like for you to be a part of it. With a question or to join the conversation, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's start with 1 John chapter 3 today, one of my favorite passages. Yeah. I think a lot of people really don't understand what this passage is saying, and I'll read it in the way that most people probably interpret it. It says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called old sinners saved by grace." Yeah. Well, that's not what the passage reads, folks. No. It says this, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, Jesus Christ himself, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is."
That'll be quite an improvement.
Oh, my gosh. What a stunning declaration.
Yes.
I mean, this is incredible truth, folks, and it is true. If you have come to faith in Jesus Christ, you have a brand new identity.
Yeah.
And it's because of the love of God the Father, a love that he has lavished on you. I mean, this isn't just a little dabble, do you? I mean, he's just poured the whole enchilada all over you and in you. And it's so much that he calls you a child of God. Now, like I said, so many people have a hard time just resting in that truth, embracing that truth. We want to mix the old with the new. We want to call ourselves old sinners saved by grace. We want to call ourselves, saints sometimes and sinners sometimes. When are we ever going to come to the truth that we are children of God? That's who we are. That is exactly who we are. Not because of anything that we've done, but because of the marvelous work of Jesus Christ,
right.
The love of God that has lavishly been poured out upon us. So maybe the world doesn't get it. Maybe the world looks on and they can't figure out what it means to be a Christian, and they don't really put a lot of stock in that identity as child of God. And maybe the flesh thinks we ought to have something better, and Satan thinks we ought to have a better identity. And so they try to undermine what Christ has done for us and this identity that we have in him, because they don't know what it's like. They don't know the incredible privilege it is to be called a child of God. But we do, and we're called that because of the grace of God. Let's embrace it, and let's let that identity shape everything about us in this present life. The world's going to know one day who we really are. We're going to stand as a testimony to the grace of God, an eternal testimony to the grace of God. We're trophies of God's grace. The world doesn't recognize it, but that's who we are.
Yeah.
Let's stand in that truth. Let's boldly declare every single day of our lives that we are children of God. Why? Because that's exactly who we are in Christ Jesus.
And that's good stuff, Bob. Thank you for that insight as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway. Friends, we'd love for you to be a part of it, and you can do that by calling 844-322-2742. Again, if it's the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, you're hearing the live broadcast. So give us a call and join the conversation at 844-322-2742. Keep in mind, friends, that every day we stream live video of the Basic Gospel program to both Facebook and YouTube, and we hope you'll check us out. Remember, too, that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and Bob and Richard, we're getting down to crunch time with regard to our financial need and the impending end of our fiscal year. Talk to our listeners about the importance of supporting Basic Gospel, especially at this particular time.
Well, like I said, a lot of folks are out there not knowing who they are in Christ. They've received Christ, but they call themselves sinners.
Yeah.
They haven't fully embraced this truth that they are children of God. Well, our radio broadcast is a catalyst for folks to do that.
Indeed.
To let go of the old and really grab hold of the new. That's worth supporting. That's worth getting behind. If every single Christian knew who they were, what a difference the church would be making in the world today. So this isn't just, nice platitudes that we're trying to get people to embrace. This is real life stuff that makes a difference in every single area of life, every relationship, and purpose and meaning, and all of those things stem from this truth of what God has made us in Christ. So let's stand behind that. Let's get that message out to as many people as possible. We have a wonderful matching gift challenge on the board right now.
Wow, we do.
It's up to 33,000, folks.
Yes.
We've had more people chip in and say, hey, I want to help, encourage people to give to this ministry. So several others have jumped in. It's up to 33,000. Let's match that and make a difference through getting this good news of Jesus Christ out.
Match it and more. And to say thanks for your help this month, we're going to send you our brand new DVD called The Real You. Click donate at basicgospel.net or just phone us at 844-322-2742. That number available 24 hours a day, 844-322, or donate online, 844-322-2742, or donate online at basicgospel.net. A great opportunity to get this DVD and discover the real you.
Yes, indeed. Well, we talked today, we started this broadcast with this wonderful passage in 1 John chapter 3, and it really dovetails in what we're going to do next. We had an email that came to us Friday. The subject line in that email was Crisis of Faith. There's lots of people out there experiencing a crisis of faith, and it really gets down to the fact that they don't know who they are in Christ. But this was a sad email in many, many respects. And Richard, share that with us, and then we're going to dive into it a little bit and show some scriptural truths that can give some solid, clear answers. And I want to share this. I want us to read this because I know many people out there are having the same crisis in faith. This is not unique to this gentleman named James. There
Correct.
Are many people experiencing exactly the same reality as far as their Christian life is concerned.
Yeah, I'm going to read excerpts from this, but it's very well done. And even though it's sad, it's very well written. I've always been a believer in Jesus Christ, and that will never change. However, my perceptions on salvation are becoming more and more cloudy. Through talking with other groups and my own study of the Word, I'm beginning to get a much, much harsher picture of God than perhaps I had before. I come to you as one living under the burden of fear and doubt, constantly worried of my own salvation and living under the weight of the possibility of my eternal damnation. I feel that my biggest burden is that so many voices come from so many churches that all have scriptural backing for what they believe. I have trouble discerning who has the truth, or if I am simply following falsehood. As I said, my belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the only means of salvation cannot be swayed, but I am suffering intensely in my mind and spirit with this issue. Thank you for all you do and for any answers you may be able to offer. Please, please, please help me. Sincerely, James.
And that's a sincere plea for help. I mean, this isn't a person that, just thinks this is going to go away overnight. This is something that is impacting his day-to-day life.
Yes.
When we don't know truth, when we don't know who we are, it really starts to take its toll on us.
Yes.
Emotionally, it can even become physical. Mm-hmm. We can experience all kinds of negative physical symptoms as well. So it's important that we really come to know truth. We really come to know what our relationship with God is all about. And I think the first thing that we need to do is to repeat this verse in 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. Now, the law and sin gives us a very harsh view of God. Why? Because through the law, through sin, we see nothing but judgment. We see nothing but incredibly high expectations that we can't live up to. So when the law and the sin speak about God, they picture God as very judgmental, as mean, as harsh, as expecting and exacting perfection, all of those things that we cannot keep. So when that picture comes back to us, we feel condemned, We feel guilty. We feel ashamed. But that's not the truth about God. That is sin, and that is legalism trying to cast God in a very different light than yes. what the Word of God cast him in. Now, when we go to the Word of God, we see these things, see what kind of love that God the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God. So the truth in Scripture that's revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ is simply this: God is love. We have to look to Jesus to understand that that is the truest, most clear picture of God the Father. God is love. Every single aspect of God flows from that reality, that essence, the fact that he is love. There's lots to know about God, but if we put on that lens that God is love, we're going to see the truth, all those other aspects in truth, in their proper perspective. So that's where we need to start, isn't it,
absolutely,
Richard?
Absolutely. Because what happens is when people start turning inward, which is what has happened here, am I measuring up? Am I doing enough? Am I behaving well enough? Because I read these stories in the Bible that look like, oh my goodness, you know, Moses cost his own salvation, it seems, because he did something wrong. And people cast out demons in Jesus' name, and now I've never done that, and yet Jesus said they're lost. What about me? Well, as soon as we turn inward and become behaviorally focused, we will always lose in the comparison, because we know God is absolutely, beyond question, perfect. And yes. all he's asked us to be is perfect.
Yes.
Now what are you going to do?
That's right. Tall order.
Tall order.
That's a tall order indeed.
And then you discover this little issue. Righteousness, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, is not a behavioral word at the beginning. It's a relationship word at the beginning. God knew that we were fallen. God sent Jesus to deal with the sin. But why did Jesus deal with the sin? So that he could restore the relationship. So if he restored the relationship and we've accepted him and thus become children of God, then in God's eyes, we have right standing. It's only after being convinced that I am in right standing, in right relationship with Jesus Christ, that I can ask the question, well, what should my life look like? And the answer to that is, well, the Holy Spirit will show you.
Right.
You know, walk by grace through faith. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your assurance, because I have fixed the relationship. It's never going to be broken again. And then let the Spirit renew your mind and teach you how to walk day by day. Take your mind off of yourself. Take your mind off of all of the other teachers. I dare say, take your mind off of basic gospel. We are not your salvation. We might have some insight into it, but your salvation is Jesus, and the person who explains that to you is the Holy Spirit, not me, and not either of the Bobs sitting here with me.
Yeah. So he brings up several different passages. One is a passage out of the book of James that says, if you violate the least of these, my commandments, you violated yep. the whole thing. And James is using that passage to show the futility
yes.
of trying to live up to the law to obtain a righteous standing before God. So if you maybe you've gone your whole life and you've kept the law perfectly, flawlessly, as Paul tried to say about yes. his life, but that was legalistic righteousness. If you've gone all of your life and then you blow it in the least little bit, least little way, then you violated the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the punishment of the law is fully resting now on you. Why?
Yes.
Because you've transgressed it. And so with the law comes wrath, and that's what's going to be worked in and through you because of the judgment of the law. Well, all of us have come under that. We've all
yes.
stood condemned. But then there's no hope for us to get out of that standing through human effort, through obedience to the law. That's why Jesus came and fulfilled the law for us.
Yes.
So the righteous requirements of the law have been fully met in us. Every single believer, that's true of. the righteous requirements of the law have been met in us. So we're no longer trying to earn our standing before God through obedience to the law. We've received the gift of righteousness by faith in Jesus. That's a big difference. So God promised righteousness. He delivered on that promise the moment we trusted Christ for salvation. So, James, you're standing in the very righteousness of God. That's where you're standing right now. So if you violate the least of those commandments tomorrow, that doesn't change the declaration that God made of you the moment you believed Christ. Why? Because your standing before him isn't based on whether you live up to it or not. Your standing is based on him, in him, based on the fact that you've received the gift of righteousness. Yes. The other passage that he brought up was this idea of being perfect. That's what Jesus said, that we're to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Well, that's an impossible task. We can't make that happen. Well, God knew all about that, and so what did he do? He made us perfect forever through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So everything that we have in Christ has been given to us as a gift of grace. So God required perfection. He gave it to us through the shed blood of Jesus. So you need to rest in that.
Yes.
You brought up another passage, the fact that Moses couldn't enter the promised land because he struck the rock. And he made the statement, do I have to bring water out of this rock? As if he really could.
Yeah.
And that was the lie. I mean, he had deceived himself. So whenever you bring human effort to the mix, you will never enter into the rest that God has provided for you. So, James, you're trying to bring human effort into the mix. You have to let that go. You have to rest from your works just as Christ rested from his. And when you do, you will experience the Sabbath rest that God has for you. And it's in that Sabbath rest that you can fully embrace your identity in Christ. Yes. So here's three things that you need to do, James. You need to first thank God that you have been made righteous in the sight of God. Second, thank God that you are a child of God. That is who you are forever. And then rest. And you rest by simply saying thank you. You let go of those works that you're trying to bring to the table through human effort. You rest from those, and you simply say thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's the first step that will move you down this path of experiencing the joy of the Lord, the peace that passes understanding, and the confidence and certainty that you are in Christ and Christ is in you forever.
That's the good news from Basic Gospel.
Absolutely. Is the good news indeed.
Bob Christopher is here. Richard Pfeiffer is here. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you are here. Righteousness, forgiveness, it's all in Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And friends, if you have become a new creation through faith in Jesus Christ, you have a new identity. And understanding your identity in Christ can dramatically impact the way you live your life. Have you made that discovery? Well, in a new DVD from Basic Gospel, you can get to know the real you. It's our gift to you this month as our way of saying thank you for your gift of love to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know the real you. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or click donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go up to Surrey, British Columbia, and talk with Eleanor. Hi, Eleanor. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you. In Romans 3:25, somebody gave me a Greek New Testament, and it said, Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a mercy seat through faith in his blood, and the showing forth of his righteousness in respect of the passing by of the sins that had taken place, which are past before in the forbearance of God, for the showing forth of his righteousness in the present time, for his being just and justifying him that is of the faith of Jesus. So he's saying that for the sins that are past, that Jesus had forgiven the sins. And I remember that in Revelation, it's talking to the churches when Jesus was resurrected, and he was telling them off, and even went forth as to say, and I'll kill your children with death, you know, in one of the churches. So those things, you know, Jesus said, they must be true, because that's what the scripture says, right?
Well, if you're in Christ, there's therefore now no condemnation. So
people know they're in Christ? Because if you've already accepted Christ as your Savior, and you still keep doing sinning against God, isn't that some? There's a lot of scriptures tell us to repent.
Well, Eleanor, here's the deal. If our salvation was based on our behavior, none would be saved. I wouldn't be saved. You wouldn't be saved. No one could be saved under that type of message, under that type of pressure. We don't have that in us. That's why God sent Jesus to die in our place, to take away our sins once and for all, to be buried, putting an end to our old way of life, and being raised so that we too could be raised to walk in the newness of life. Well, that newness of life is faith in Jesus as a child of God. That's who we are. So once we are in Christ, that's a permanent place. We will never be out of Christ. Why? Because the shed blood of Jesus guarantees this new location. We were once in Adam. We were dead spiritually. We were sinners by nature. But now that's changed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have crossed over from death to life. We have been transferred out of Adam, and we have been placed in Christ. That's what spiritual baptism is all about. And now we're totally identified with Christ in its death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Therefore, we can say that we have been saved completely, that Jesus Christ has saved us completely. And we realize that we're probably going to sin, we're probably going to blow it, but that sin does not change what Christ has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. We can rest in that fact. So when we sin, we can say thank you to Jesus for his shed blood, the fact that his shed blood took away that sin once and for all, that we stand before him as forgiven people, and then we can trust his Spirit living in us, working in us, to move us down the right path, the path of righteousness. But we have to come to grips, Eleanor, with the fact that we're forgiven, that we are children of God. That's who we are in this world. And Jesus Christ has promised that he is going to complete his work, that he is going to conform us to the image of his Son. We just need to learn to trust him to do that. And any of our curves that we take along the way that gets us off of that straight path, that doesn't deter God from doing what he's promised. He'll get us back on that path. He's going to keep us moving to the place that he wants us to be. So, Eleanor, Jesus is that propitiation. God the Father is both just and justifier, and as a result, you have the righteousness of God. You are a child of God. That's good news. We sure appreciate your... We're out of time, Eleanor. We appreciate your call, okay?
I don't know how we could look for any better news than you guys just shared today on this edition.
And I don't know why people want to put a butt on the end of that. Embrace it and let that truth do exactly what God wants it to do in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we're only 11 days away from the end of our fiscal year, and we're down to crunch time. It's a critical time, and we need to have your support as we approach the 30th of June and meet the obligations that we already have in place. And to say thanks for your help this month, we're gonna send you a copy of our new DVD called The Real You. Click donate at basicgospel.net to phone your gift, or to phone your gift, 844-322-2742. Get to know the real you. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or click donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks so much for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.